Please, my good man, do not despair. It is true that the French came here, and it is true that I gave them a fortune. But it was not the prince's fortune.
Not the prince's fortune? Then whose fortune was it?
It was my own fortune.
Your fortune? What does this mean?
Papa, may I explain?
Certainly, my son. Go ahead.
My father gave his word to the prince to guard his royal treasure, and he would never break his word. So, instead of giving the French Prince Wilhelm's money, he gave them his own fortune which he had saved over the years. But the prince's treasure is still hidden where my father put it when he first received it.
Mayor Angel Rothschild, I knew I could trust you, but even I did not think that any man could be that honest.
Excuse me, sir, but there is something on your beard. Let me take it off.
And with that, Solomon pulls a big black beard off the soldier's face!
Solomon, what have you done? You've pulled the man's beard off. How could you? Your Majesty, Prince Wilhelm III, it's you!
Indeed it is. Your young son is even shrewder and cleverer than you are, my good friend. He knew the beard was a disguise.
It was slipping off anyway. I just helped it along.
Your Majesty, I cannot adequately express our thankfulness that we see you alive and well.
Mayor Anshul, please, it is I who will never be able to thank you enough for all you've done on my behalf and on behalf of all the German provinces. Had you given my treasure away, I would have surely forgiven you, as I did not intend for you to risk your life for gold and silver. But giving up all you own to protect my treasure is an act of supreme sacrifice, one which I will never forget. It is clear to me now why the Jews are called the chosen people. Who else would anyone choose above the Jews?